Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the Inkle, and we're doing the Medusa strategy. I haven't done this one in a while, so my voices might be a little rusty. This is the end of the planet's sacred core. How very sad. Courage, my brothers, we have work to do on the surface. All the garbage is rising up into the cities. They were all rotten anyway. The time has come. Meanwhile, panic reigns in the great buried city. Help! Don't push! Help me! To the surface! Hurry! But the Bergs will get us when we get up there. No, they're only interested in the war machines. Besides, there's worse than them. Mutants from below are riding a tidal wave of garbage into the city. They're killing everyone in their path. This is awful. What's going to happen to us? Elsewhere. Ford, let's kill all those pink skin worms. Attack my slimies. The mutants, they're coming. Help us. Take me. No, me. We can't. The anti-G barges are full. We're overloaded as it is. Those stupid Bergs keep mistaking the harvester robots for weapons. Come, don't stay here. Let's join the survivors. All resistance has been put down. The planet is ours. Good. Soon we can begin selecting the most aggressive humans. What about all those refugees, Chief? They're nothing but old men and children. They'll never be able to cope on the surface. They'll die soon. Look at those poor, unhappy humans. Oh, excuse me. But other eyes are also observing. Look at those poor, unhappy humans. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be, but I see them. They're orphans now. Orphans like us who have lost our sacred Sun Core. Brothers, the Sun Core was like a ripened fruit. We are its precious seeds entrusted to the winds. True, we shall teach these men to cultivate the virtues of their Earth Mother. Yes, let us show them the way. Form a new alliance. Soon these children will learn how to sow, to reap, to live. Boom! Ba-bam! The presidential throne! We've won, my stinky slimies! But boss, there's shooting going on everywhere! Yeah, amok killers are still around! And soldiers armed to the teeth! And out-of-whack robocops! And as many hunchbacks as you could ever want! Shut up, you belly-aching slimies! From now on, I'm the new president! I'll take care of all those assholes, you'll see! Meanwhile, the telepathic waves test positive on all three levels. We have nothing to fear from them. Welcome to Vitaville H2O, the secret Imperial Citadel. I'm Ramo of Kamar, a faithful servant of the Emperoress. Who are you and what do you want?
I'm John DeFool, I'm a companion of Metabaron. Please help me, I'm no good at this kind of thing.
Poof. I've heard of you, Ramo of Kamar. We may have our differences, but I know about your fight, and I approve of the colonial planet's position. I am called the Metabaron. The Metabaron, I've heard of you too. You're one of the greatest warriors of legend. Good, we need fighters like you in our battle to restore the Emperoress to his rightful throne. The biggest threats right now are the Shadow Eggs. Our group is small, but our power is great. We have a starship in orbit around this planet, but more importantly, we bring with us the Inkle. It represents mankind's only chance against the power of the Great Darkness.
The Inkle? What is that?
I've never heard of it. Is it a man? A weapon? A cult? What are its powers?
It is none of these things. I was born on the Empire's most insignificant planet. It is the new light that will one day illuminate the galaxy. It is pure consciousness, a direct emanation of the divine will, the power of God incarnate.
Divine will? God? I haven't heard God mentioned in a long time. I don't much believe in all those fairy tales.
Yeah, we want to see something concrete.
Maybe your Inkle, or even your old-fashioned god, could perform one of those old-fashioned miracles.
A miracle? Why not?
I was once host of the Inkle. It granted me the power of speech as well as a few other talents. I still have some of those. Oh, Inkle, help me convince this mighty warrior. Hold your hand out to me, Raimo.
Well, I don't mind playing your little game, bird, but...
But? Huh? Incredible.
It looks just like a rose, but that's impossible. A rose? It's a legendary power that has been extinct for generations. It's a miracle!
Aha! Congratulations, little concrete seagull. You've won. Now we'll take you to see His Mega Holiness, the Emperoress.
Wait, I'll call the others, and soon. I am convinced that your help is essential.
What is your plan?
Your Mega Holiness, our plan is simple, yet may seem crazy.
The Inkle has the power to mutate this planet's giant Medusa into a living weapon capable of defeating the threat of the Shadow Eggs. But our victory will depend on perfect coordination on several levels. Let us explain our strategy.
Hey, Depot fell asleep. His miracle must have worn him out.
Is it much further?
No, just behind this row of Zomatodons. I've been on this world for weeks now, and I'm still as amazed as I was on my first day.
It's her. She came.
Look, I've brought you a present. Oh, a little Medusa flower. How cute.
Did you insist I meet you here, away from the others, so you could give me this?
Well, yes, in fact, I wanted to talk to you alone, and
why did you want to talk to me alone, John DeFool?
Well, did you know that on this planet, when a guy gives a girl a Medusa flower, it means that the guy's in love with the girl, and that she loves him back?
Funny, isn't it?
John DeFool, how can you be so frivolous when we face such a serious threat? You'll never change.
But, Anima, my love for you, it is pure and sincere.
Bah, your lust is nothing but a prowling beast. Your thoughts are impure and your soul tormented. I've told you before, leave me alone.
Anima, wait! I know that you love me and want me.
Do I?
Ouch! Listen to what I have to say, John DeFool. Instead of playing at seduction, you should be with Raimo and the Meta Baron hunting wild Medusa at the risk of your own life.
Puff, the Medusa are nothing compared to her.
I have a school of Medusa on my sonar. Let's go.
They're giants.
Prepare to circle. Launch telepathic hooks.
This creature reminds me of my good old Metaskiff.
Watch out for their electrical stingers. We need to push them west towards the pen where the tame ones are.
Meanwhile, in the undersea city,
my friends and I will handle the bergs. It requires complex and rapid action. The time of the 5,000-year nuptial games is approaching, and we will take care of the threat of the Shadow Eggs with the help of the mutated Medusa. Our coordination must be...
Your Mega Holiness!
We've just found a man on a space wreck. He claims to hold vital information for you.
Your Mega Holiness! Your secret has been discovered.
Greyfield, my faithful Mentric. They know you're alive. I was barely able to escape to alert you.
The micro cameras we've implanted in Greyfield's eyes are working perfectly.
By the darkness, what's that flying pyramid? We must move quickly.
It must be the unified Inkle.
This isn't a very good development. It's not important. Nothing can stop us now. However, I believe we too should accelerate our program.
Master, won't the telepathic powers of the Inkle see right through Greyfield's mental screens?
So what? He was unconscious. When we receive the viral implants, he's unsure of what he carries inside him. He generally believes he escaped from the magnet.
Silence!
I've just received a telepathic order from the Great Darkness. The time has come to launch the 10,000 Shadow Eggs.
Approach!
You're crazy.
I won't do it.
You want to drop me alone on the Berg's home world? Face to beak with those goddamn parakeets? And you want me to impregnate some kind of queen too?
No way! 1,000 times no!
Why don't you send the Meta Baron? He's the mighty warrior. Not me, remember? I don't have the Inkle inside me anymore.
So who's the genius that thought up this crazy idea anyway?
The Inkle.
The Inkle? Well, I guess it's okay then.
What's that pyramid there?
It's your robo-trainer. I've programmed it especially for you. It'll make you into a champion.
Me? A champion?
Ha!
First it will evaluate, then develop your strength, speed, endurance, and skill.
I hate it already. We'll start on the slowest speed.
Why, do you think I'm afraid of that hunk of junk?
Junk, you say? Ha ha ha, I told you, John, I programmed it myself.
Big deal, I've worked with robots before in detective school. Maybe you did, but this one is a little more advanced. There are 10 levels. I'll start you on level 1. Level 1? You think I'm a cripple or what? It's only for the evaluation mode. We'll see how it goes. Fine with me. Let's go. I'm ready for you, Tin Can. Begin recording. Click. Respiratory pattern, MHC 104 to 108. Cardiac rhythm, 118-111 HBH. Recorded. Click. Click. Vital flux level, A12. Flux level, B17. Flux level, C. Click. Baron, can't you get that damn thing to shut up? Whatever you want, John. IQ, R6, 167 recorded. That's better. Okay, let it rip. Ah! Clink! There. I told you, what about some real action now? Take it easy, John. I'll reset it to level 2. Click! Need a body job, Tin Can? Click! Oh, he's a little stronger now. Click! Maybe we could go straight to 4. You're doing better than I thought. Okay, let's give it a try. Hey! Ouch! Stop the damn robot! I turned it off, but tomorrow you'll have to do 6 hours of basic training. I've had it with your stupid robot, Meta Baron. It's trying to kill me. You're making progress, John. Today you were on 5, and you did okay. Now, we've got to work on your speed. He's terrible. Why would the Inkle choose him over the Meta Baron? I'll never... No way you'll be ready in time. Isn't 5 enough? No, you have to go to 8. Let's try again. You may be right, Kill. I'll ask the Inkle if I can go along and help him. Hey, wait a minute. If anyone's going to help John, it should be me. Meanwhile, on Aqua End, the day has arrived. What a sight! More than 100,000 mutated Medusae launched against the Shadow Eggs! Let's hope the Meta Baron and his team are ready, too. The 5,000-year games begin in 12 hours. I'm glad I'm not John DeFool right now. I've come to see how you're doing, poor John. You seem to spend most of your time with the Automedic these days. But I understand you were... Excuse me. Let's try that one again. What? Who? Oh, hi, Tanata. Yeah, 6, damn robot. But I understand you were up to 6 yesterday. Let me go, you mangy mutt. I know that voice. I'm your prez. I demand respect. It's the prez's head from the necropod. Kill's trying to fix it. That's it. I've replaced all the burned-out circuitry. The ugly lump is back online and on the holovid net. Aha! I'll kill you, you bastard! Can't you shut the damn thing up? I've had enough robots to last me a lifetime. I can shut him up, but... I can't shut him up, but I can put it away if you want. I'll tear out your eyes! No, wait. If I understood you... excuse me. If I understood, you say it's still plugged into the Imperial broadcast net? Yeah, something must have happened when they switched on the Necro program. Great. Then I know just the message I want to deliver. Listen to me, all you chickens, snugly sequestered in your cozy conaps. I bring you news, enough news to get that big fat pig, the Iman Horlog, to shake in his boots. John, what are you doing? Hey! It's that jerk again. First, the Emperor Estel lives. But he's a dangerous jerk. He's broadcasting on a priority channel that we can't scramble. There's nothing we can do on Technogia. Without the help of Raimo of Kamar, he's preparing her return in the destruction of all traitors and technos on Demos, a colonial planet in the Phaidar system. Long live Raimar! Hurrah! Back to the fight! But the worst is that because of the traitors, 10,000 Shadow Eggs are going to attack and devour our sons! On Alex III. What? Huh? Curses! On Badmek. Your Majesty, the rebels now control the high termaterium. The situation is becoming more critical. Damn, it's because of that madman on the holovid. And on the planet of gold. What? This is intolerable. 300 Rimworlds have joined the rebellion. 1,000 more are rioting. Even this planet is being torn apart. I'll use the purple endoguard to bring the rebels to their knees. I'll order a bloodbath. Righto, excuse me, we'll try that one again. Prepare a ship for Technogia. I want to have a word or two with that Technocentrure. Righto, big boy, can't let those peasants walk all over us. Meanwhile,
We followed all your instructions, good or rot. We've sown and planted as you advised. We've reclaimed and fertilized the ground as you said. We've built the villages and the roads as you planned. Very good, my children, but good or not. The sun gets a little darker every day. It's as if it were dying. It is nothing. Do not concern yourselves. Concentrate on making progress in your tasks. See how the crystal has grown? It is linked to the plants and the works that you have built. It resonates with its 11 brothers scattered all across the planet. Good or not? Another survivor from the buried city has just arrived in the village. It's a grown-up. A grown-up. After the last Berg offensive, I didn't think there were any left. Let's go and greet him. What's he look like? Weird. He says he brings news from the rest of the Empire. Dear Vid fans, the Empire is in flames. Everywhere. Death. Riots. He's delirious. I recognize him. It's Divalu, the Hollow Anchor. Sonya, what's that on his wrist? A mini Hollow Vid. The eggs. The Shadow Eggs. Hey, my holovid just exploded. Aha! That's the good Arat. He loves making holovids explode whenever he can. Well, that's nice. But we've got to mow the waterfall field and bake the bread too. Let's go! Let's go! The holovid. This is terrible. Now I've nothing left. No more news to broadcast. No more vid fans. I'm cut off from the universe. No, no. You won't be bored. There's plenty of work to do. You don't look very strong, but, well, we'll take care of that. Here, drink this. Yes, I'm going to Technogea. I want to meet with that Technocentura of yours. You must do something to stop the insidious propaganda that's tearing my empire apart. But Iman Horlong, our 10,000 shadow eggs will soon herald the new reign of darkness. You will then rule without opposition. Atrilli, in the Berg Galaxy. A tri-star system near the core. Gargan, the Berg home world. Millions of spaceships from all over the known galaxy gather as the time of the 5,000-year games approaches. At the center of the Desert of the Three Commandments stands the huge mass of Auror, the original Mother Hill, 120 million years old, seat of the primordial ovulation and home of the beloved Proto-Queen. Inside the huge crater, a vast crowd awaits the inaugural ceremonies of the great 5,000-year nuptial games. I hereby solemnly declare the great and sacred 5,000-year games open. I assume that all contestants know the rules. I have a feeling this is going to be a beautiful impregnation. Look how fierce they are. They're from Galaxy Zeum 45. They've been selected from the population of 27 planets of the human empire. The Berg religion makes it clear. Every 5,000 years, the most capable member of a carefully selected alien race must impregnate their beloved proto-queen. After 24,000 such impregnations, man, this is starting to remind me of a game I've been playing. The legend states that the Bergs will enter the golden age of eternal prosperity. They don't look very impressive to me. The rules are simple. Energy or ballistic weapons are forbidden. Physical strength, skill, endurance, and knowledge of combat may be your only tools. Don't let it fool you. These humans can be deceptively savage. They look funny with their beakless faces. There will be only one winner. Only one survivor. The first to reach the nuptial cone alive. The others. Phew, that one stinks to high heaven. Yeah, he's already trying to kill us with his stench. There should be rules against that. Will be served at the great nuptial banquet. They eat all the losers? That's completely crazy. I want to get out of here fast. Don't panic, John. You've been well trained and we're here to help you, which is a unique and sublime privilege, especially since this impregnation is important and sacred in the long history of our race. The right time is now before the massacre starts. I don't want to end up the main course on one of these parakeets' plates. Courage. The Inkle is watching you. Quiet! Hush! If he's watching over me, why doesn't he get me out of... Shut up, you goddamn fool! Boy, I wish I could say that to more people. Just those words exactly. There's so many people I've wanted to say that to in my life. For this is the 24,000th impregnation. The only one... which after 120 million years will herald the beginning of our golden age. human contestants that, excuse me, the honor that has been granted to you and your galaxy is indeed sublime. I already salute the brave man who alone among you will enter the nuptial cone and taste the sweet broth of eternal bliss. Nice turn of phrase. Now be prepared for the ascension to the sacred cone. 3, 2, 1. John, do something. Bite him. Claw him. Up there. Back off, Romeo. She's calling me. No, me. She's waiting for me. I can't take it anymore. I'm recording a level 5 telepathic mating call emanating from the top of that cone. Where's John? Way behind. He's too conditioned. His mind is resisting the call. He'll act eventually. I don't train him for nothing. He won't last another 10 seconds. Good lord, we're doomed. Maybe not, but all these men are level 8 fighters and John never made it to level 6. The Inkle suggests that we boost his metabolism. I'll program it at once. Look, it's working. Now we're going to see some action. Okay, that's it. I'm tired of being trampled. Wow! Aye! Up there! Move it! Look out! Take this and that! I'm coming, my dear! Ah! Let me through! Out of my way! I've seen your kind before, and I'm gonna take care of you right away! What? Take care of me? Ah, bravo! What a fight! These humans are really funny. That's what I call a show. Look at that fat one that just fell. I want to eat that one. Yeah, they love life so much they fall like flies. Ouch, 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 ouch. Hey, wait for me. Hours go by with the din of clashing weapons, bones breaking, the cries of victory and agony, and the increasingly loud cheer of the Bergs as they egg on their contestants. My beloved, I'm the one for you! Ah, gotcha. A few hundred survivors still fighting finally reach the much-coveted cone, leaving behind a river of blood. The cone! She's there waiting for me! No, me! He's fighting like a lion, but he began too late. I suggest we move the ship closer to the cortex. The Inkle says that by stimulating certain neurons, we can get him to levitate for a few seconds. That should do the trick. Let's try it! The way that the top is completely blocked. Hey, guys, can't you find a way to help me? We just did. To direct your flight, concentrate on where you want to go, and then pull. Gotcha! Huh? Hey, look at that one. Isn't he jumping a bit high for a human? Say, it's more like he's flying. But my money's still on the fat, ugly one with the red eyes. He's almost reached the nuptial chamber. Back off, you bastards! Gorgo the Foul is the best! Those damn birds grab me from my throne, but I'll be the one impregnating their whore. And I, what? Oh, no! He's cheating. No, there's nothing in the rules against psychic powers. Thanks for the help, guys. Bravo, what a feat. The 24,000th impregnation really delivered. The golden age will come, like the prophecy predicted. Stop him! It's magic! Too late! By the rats, I recognize him! It's that human wimp who was with that pink-skinned witch! Damnation! It's not fair! Boy, are we up a creek! What rotten luck! No way in! It's all over for us! I was here first! No, I was! Who cares now? Me! They're gonna eat us now! The first phase of the sacred impregnation is now over. The dead will be collected for the ritualistic banquet. The survivors fought so well, I propose we let them live. Hurrah! Good idea, their flesh might be too chewy anyway. Anyone there? Approach! The royal wedding. Come on, John, go for it. Majesty? Mm-hmm. Have no fear, approach. I must look upon the valiant knight who fought so hard for me. Ah, I see you at last, and I really like you. Ah! I'm sure you'll make an excellent protogenitor. Hey, holy cosmos, do you guys see what I'm seeing? Yes, we copy. It's certainly strange. Come closer. Lean forward. No. Make love to me. Drown yourself in me, my love. No, it's horrible. Let me out of here now. This is not going well. He has to calm down. I'll program some endorphins. Right. And boost his glandular secretions towards a more amorous behavior. PEA molecule.
Did I frighten you? It's a nightmare. Sob. Forgive me, I should have remembered. You short-lived mortals need an image to love. Relax. I must find your ideal image inside your mind. The one that will maximize your sex drive. Stay calm. Very calm. I'm relaxed. Open your mind. Let me probe you. And, I begin to see a picture emerge. It's getting clear. Unmistakable. I see your name is John DeFool. John. My Johnny, we're going to fall in love. Manly in love. I can't. I won't. John DeFool, you spineless wimp. Where's your vaunted aggressiveness? Go for it. Do it. Yeah, go for it. I'll do it. Huh? Oh, what's wrong, John? Am I not the one you've been waiting for since the beginning of time? Am I not Anima? Not exactly. I've only assumed her form. I'm still the Proto Queen, but you can call me Barbaria. Except that I'm better than Anima. I love you. I want you. I'm your bride. Forget that frigid bitch. Barbaria, my beloved. Me? A frigid bitch? Ooh, it's a trap, John. Watch out. Hush, Anima. You're endangering the plan. Let him perform with his illusions. But to be impregnated, I must be truly loved. But Barbaria, I truly love you. If you do, then prove it to me. At once? Tell me how. I'll do whatever you wish. The only proof of love that can satisfy a proto-queen is the gift of life. You want my life? Take it. Wait. It is only after the act of love that I'll have the power to disintegrate you, my beloved. I accept. Let's make love, and then you can disintegrate me as much as you want. Then come close, my love. Come join your bride on her nuptial bed. My God, Anima! What have I done? I've betrayed you with your own image. John, now that we've made love, and I've been impregnated, ready to birth billions of new subjects, the truly sacred time of your disintegration has come, when your beloved atoms will merge with the heart of the great cosmic mother, the disintegration. No, wait! The great cosmic mother awaits you, John DeFool! Stop! I've got a better offer for you, better than my life. Better than your life? Do something! That horrible creature is trying to disintegrate John! Stop worrying, Anima. The Inkle planned for all of this. Get ready. The time to emerge has arrived. We must prepare to leave John's body. Great, I've had it with being miniaturized to viral size. Hurry, she's begun the disintegration process. We'll be emerging from his left palm in 9 seconds. Then immediate deminiaturization to 4479. What dare you offer in exchange for your life? I have something in my hand that the entire Berg Empire covets. The Inkle. The Inkle rightfully belongs to the Bergs. The hidden part of the prophecy reveals that it is the key to our golden age. Then, watch this. The Inkle. The Inkle. The Inkle, give it to me. Now. Okay, but you won't even be able to touch it unless you give me what I want first. Oh, a gift that I will choose for myself. Ask for what you want and you shall have it. John.
Well, what I want a small parrot of paradise. Excuse me. I want a small planet of paradise with lots of flowers and bananas and beaches and homeo whores of all colors.
He's gone mad.
What an asshole. What a jerk. John, stop your stupid joke. You know what you have to ask for? I want Technogea.
That nasty space mushroom? What an odd request. It's not even a nice place.
That's right. I want to destroy it. You have funny ideas, but if that's what it takes to get the Inkle, you've got yourself a deal. We've won. Prepare to expand. We'll have to lead the Berg fleet to Technogea. But first, my human form needs more love. Come, my Johnny, love me with all your passion.
Meanwhile, light years away in the human empire.
This sun has a strange shape. That's because it's dying. We're just in time, then. Prepare the Medusa for plasma burst. The shadow egg must not escape.
No more than the others. Crack, crack, crack.
And after hours of effort. To the comet cloud, we'll store it with the others.
We've won.
Yet another sun rescued from the darkness. The shadow egg is finally rendered harmless, surrounded by a cocoon of solid plasma. It was the last active one in our quadrant. Our victory is near. Great Technocentror,
It is a real catastrophe. 310 new disappearances of shadow eggs in Sector 707-7A in the last 48 hours. What does this mean? Zone F-86 operation completely stopped. All the shadow eggs have been eliminated. Our shadow eggs are made of antimatter. They're invulnerable. Zone A-30, same thing, Techno Centura. No explanation at all. It means that jerk on the holovid was right. But the darkness promised. If I understand correctly, all your promises of triumph were nothing but a lot of hot air. What does the darkness say? Is there still hope? The darkness always finds a way. Remain assertive. Suddenly, have the Bergs followed us? Normal space at last. They should emerge at the same time as us and encircle Technogea. Alert! What's going on now? There they are, their entire armada. It's the Berg fleet. This is Technogea. Are you happy now, Johnny? Yes, Barbaria, dear. When it's all over, the Bergs will have their inkle at last. Begin the attack. Total destruction. By your command, Proto-Queen. Don't worry. Our psychic barrier makes us totally invulnerable. But that's not true. Look at the screens. They're through. It's true. That's very strange. I only see one possible explanation. The barrier is programmed to stop any matter or energy from our own galaxy. The Berg's molecular structure must be subtly different from ours. That's why our shield is inoperative. It will be necessary to fight. Sturlog, listen to that idiot. It's hopeless. Come on, big boy, suck it up. We must return to our ship and leave this stinking rat's nest behind. Okay, and that's where we're leaving off for now. A lot of stuff happened. And I don't think the scene with Barbarella, or what, Barbalia, I guess, I don't think that's too much. It's, you know, fairly obvious what happened, but yeah, it'll be okay. We've got the boys on here, and that was a little worse. So at any rate, guys, we're done with the Inkle for now, and we will see you in December with some more Inkle. So stay tuned, guys. I am out of here.